That's mine.
All right, so Mr. Quinones is going to be conducting the hearing, so you'll be hearing from him in a moment. Okay, sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record? Thank you, sir, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 6, 2018. Is that correct? That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you could hold the microphone to the headset a little closer to you. You're a little coming in a little weak, okay, sir?
Okay.
I would like to introduce each of the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, starting on the opposite side of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Martinez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Martinez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate vote that the board takes to pass from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, we need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
I do.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways your company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 23rd, 2018, as directed on May 9th, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Martinez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. I will now make a motion, and that is based on Mr. Martinez's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Great.
That's right.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Just one second. Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Martinez was released on 5-8-2018. And arrested on 8-27-2018 by Tucson Police Department. Dumping charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 8/27/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 10/26/2018 with 96 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, Commitment A, Count 1, Dangerous Drug Violation, 6 months. 2017, Commitment A, Count 2, Drug Paraphernalia Violation, 6 months. Held no prior convictions since this is first term in ADC with a mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. He has a CUIR score of 2-2. No STD information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal, however, upon his return to custody, he did receive and was found guilty of a minor disciplinary. There are no other arrests. He has a GB score of G1, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Martinez, just 1 second. A little quick note. Okay, so I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with the approved residence at 3715 North Los Altos Avenue in Tucson. So is this the only place you lived when you were outside of prison?
Yes.
Were you able to find work? And how long were you doing that, sir?
I've been doing that since I was 16.
Oh, okay. Well, we certainly commend you for finding work when you were outside of the Department of Corrections. We have programming notes that you were assigned a task with the Call of the Day program with the Call of Beige on May 14, 2018. It looks like that you had a positive for methamphetamine. On May 9, 2018, you were directed to enroll in CAP Moral. Not sure this is a...
It's recognition.
Okay. Recognition therapy classes, and it looks like you failed to enroll. So, did you have any ongoing problems with drug abuse, in particular methamphetamine?
I do.
Have you been able to stay clean from methamphetamine since you've been arrested?
Yes, I was thinking of prior to the incident, close to the month prior.
You don't have any sanctions or follow-up notes. I will say that according to the summary, it looks like that you were missing from community supervision for 96 days. So what were you doing during that time, sir? And if you could please hold the microphone closer to your mouth, I can't hear you very well. Go ahead.
For the first 60 days, approximately 65 to 70 days, I was working, both my father and my grandfather, but I was also missing out. I was using I had a kid. I did before, about a month before we were getting arrested, and we stopped using marijuana since 48 hours before my son was born. And after my son was born, so approximately the last 30 days, I was clean and I was working. And I was just astounded in general. Other than working, I was staying off the street as much as possible and attending to the number of my child.
Well, I hope you continue on a path of sobriety. Methamphetamine is a very destructive drug, as well as many of the others. So I'm glad you made that decision. Are you seeking any counseling inside the Department of Corrections right now, such as AA or NA?
I am very simple to do. I'm not an alcoholic, but I am involved in all of them.
Thank you for clarifying on that. We often say AA or NA, but we really mean the STEP program, as we find it can be useful for at least some people. So I'm glad you're attending those classes. It looks like that you were arrested by the Tucson Police Department on your absconding warrant. So what were you doing that caused TPD to make contact with you?
I was riding the bicycle with my lights and everything, and I was crossing the name of Stone and Prince, and I had just left to give an elderly friend of mine some ice to his house. I was going to the convenience store with soap can, and I came on the corner, and a TPD officer stopped me, and I decided just, you know, forward from me. I knew what was going to happen, and
So why did you decide to break up contact with your parole officer?
Sadly to say, he was a really good officer. I can't even believe that I messed that up, because he was awesome. He told me he had resources for me and let me know that, and let me know that I was going to mess up, to be honest. And I didn't know at the time, but sadly, I guess I would say that's it, the kindness for the weakness.
Okay, so let me ask for a fellow board members, is there any questions for you? Any questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Martinez, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
The most important thing is that I ask that everybody understand that I do want to be able to teach my child and understand that I have no danger to my child at all. And I greatly feel, meaning firmly believe at this point, that I have no danger to myself, either or even a danger to my sobriety. I do want to see it out there and be clean. And doing most of my time here is fine with me. You know, it's still a running draft in my family.
Well, thank you, Mr. Martinez, and thank you for giving such a solid statement. I recognize that having a child is a great responsibility and can be a great motivator, too, for turning your life around. So I do hear you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself? Before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Martinez only has 36 days left on his prison sentence before he's free to pursue his own interests. I do appreciate his honesty. I'd like to believe, especially because he's a young man with so much life ahead of him, that the birth of his child will be a great motivator. I hope he will seek any available counseling or continue to seek counseling inside the Department of Corrections and to make extra efforts when he returns to the community. But at this point, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. And again, I think he'd be best served by just waiting out his time and putting together a good plan to return to the community and serving his family when he comes out. But that is my opinion, and I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Right.
Thank you. I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in order number 2018-W1672. Our discussion with Mr. Martinez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Martinez was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision in padlocks, stores of autolocks, and the Thornton Company, inasmuch as he absconded for 96 days and relapsed into methamphetamine use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay.
Seconded by Mr. Nealon, viewpoint by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Martinez, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about October 26, 2018. It's always nice to say that that is next month, not a year from now. It's frankly just a matter of days. So again, I encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community, to stay sober, to think about what you're going to do to seek any sort of treatment or counseling on the outside so that you can continue to be sober and move on with your life. I wish you the best as a new father, and we hope to see you have a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Martinez, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.